It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. You know the feeling. It's 3 in the afternoon. You're a little sluggish at your desk. Time for a pick-me-up, am I right? So what do you think will do the trick? I know you're going double latte, a 12-hour energy drink, chocolate, but there might be something that wreaks a little less havoc on your system. And with us, registered dietitian, nutritionist Mary Purdy once again. Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to conduct a theoretical survey right now. I bet if I just sort of threw out the question, what do you eat at 3 in the afternoon when you're just kind of slumping, 4 out of 5 people would tell me they have a cup of coffee or black tea, or maybe even green tea if they were sort of wholesome.
Absolutely.
What else might give us some energy?
Well, I think the key thing with that 3 p.m. slump is, what did you eat earlier? Most people who have a craving or some kind of slump in the afternoon, it's usually because they either had no breakfast or they had a very, very non-nourishing breakfast. So critical is some kind of high-protein breakfast, something that's got fiber and protein. That's going to keep you going for a lot longer in that afternoon hour.
So give me a suggestion, something good.
For the non-vegetarians, maybe something like a piece of salmon on toast with some avocado or some eggs.
That sounds like lunch.
Well, yeah, I guess it could be lunch too. But, you know, it could be egg scramble with some kind of herb or spice or vegetable. Even something as simple as like an oatmeal. People are into that this time of year. But you want to make sure it's got extra protein in there. So, you know, nuts and seeds, walnuts, a smoothie with some protein powder is a great way to start your day as well.
Is it bad to eat something like yogurt in the morning with that? And I'm just going to out myself. Every morning I have a homemade granola with nuts and seeds and Greek yogurt and fruit.
Yes, I think that can work well for a lot of people. Greek yogurt is higher in protein. Sometimes you can get up to 15 grams. So yogurt works great for some people in the morning, not so great for those who don't respond well to dairy in the morning. But it can be a nice option for sure.
Okay, so eat breakfast. That's the first
rule
that Mary's laying down. So say you're one of those people that either complains that they have a gag reflex in the morning, or they just get up late and they've grabbed, I don't know what, for lunch. Can you make up for breakfast at lunchtime?
Almost always not.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately, it's one of those things where people get used to not eating breakfast so much that absolutely they feel like they can't eat anything. And what I say is, just try something, even if it's like a slice of apple and a couple of almonds. Just give your body something, because that signals that metabolism is beginning and you need to get started on that. And that keeps your blood sugar much more balanced through the day. I promise you, and I challenge people to do a little experiment as well. Try one day with no breakfast, or with just, you know, a croissant for breakfast, and then try a breakfast of something that's a little bit more substantial. See what happens at 3 o'clock. See where you go. How productive are you?
And now, this isn't probably your purview as a nutritionist dietitian, but people have also told me that one thing you can do is just get up and take a little walk instead of having potato chips or a Hershey bar. No offense, Hershey, because I could just substitute any name.
Right.
That actually moving our bodies can help move us past the slump.
Absolutely. I mean, I think you tend to be sedentary, and then your blood tends to be sort of stagnant, and you're not getting kind of energy. If you are hungry, though, I mean, I think you shouldn't just walk. You might actually need some nutrition to generate energy. Our body, in order to create energy, needs energy. We rely on those nutrients. So having, number one, something that is energizing, like a fruit or a vegetable or something in the afternoon, is great. Very often, people are just dehydrated. So that's the other thing. Get some hydration in there. Have a big glass of water before you go chomping on the chocolate bar and see if that does the trick.
You maybe want chocolate. Mary Purdy, a registered dietitian, nutritionist, a frequent guest on The Record. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.